Okay. We are in the middle of the Melach of Zoreah. And Zoreah is a lot of lumdus and a lot of halacha lemaisa also. And we're going to get to the big shailas about, what if you turn your, in the summer you go to the country, you turn on the faucet and then it's leaking in the pipe and then it's, or what if on Sukkot, you have the shlach on the schach and then there's rain and then you take it off and then the water falls down and goes into the grass. All these fun shilas. So that's coming attractions in this Indian of Zaria. But we're now involved in the world famous machloikis between the Milchas Chinuch and the Rashash. Right? If you don't know this machlokes, Milchas Chinuch and the Rashash,
everybody and their uncle
knows it. So if you don't know it, I can't deal. Rashash was wealthy. I don't know, was the Milchas Chinuch wealthy? There's a biography of the Milchas Chinuch. You have to look in the biography. So the Milchas Chinuch Shita is, if you put a seed in the ground and it's roi to take root, but you pick it up right away, so it never took root. You put it in, and 2 minutes later, 10 seconds later, 10 seconds later, you take the seed out. Says the Milchas Chinuch, Yichayev Skila. Because you did a Maisa Zriya in a Mokom Haroi Lekach. So even though you took the seed out, but what? You still Chayev Misa. Unbelievable. And the Rashash disagrees. And the Rashash says, if it didn't come to fruition, it didn't take root, then what would you say, the Pashup Shat? I would say like the Rashash. And you told Rabbi Willie this morning, I feel hard to believe that the Milchas Chinuch could be right. Because according to Milchas Chinuch, you put it in for 2 seconds. Mamish put the seed into the ground, and then 2 seconds later, you dig it up again. You can't have Nisa. Because you did it. You did the Maisa Zriya.
Why is that so hard to believe? Who said that Zriya means that a plant doesn't
come out? Because I'll tell you. Well, we know by Afia, there's one case we know. If you put dough in the oven, and then you take it out before it gets baked, so that's the Farish in the Gemara that you're not chayim. That's the Farish. So the question is this similar to Afia? Or no? Or do we say, no, Zriya is the Maisa Zriya. Afia means, by definition, baking. It's not baking until the finished product. But Zriya is just, seeding. So you seeded. So you violate. Nothing came to fruition because you took it out. Doesn't matter. And the Rasha says, no. You took it out, then you saved the day. Now, which side are you on, Bert? You were on the belligerent side. And we have a peace-loving... what's it called? The house of love and peace, love and prayer. Okay. What would you say, Ellie, on this Shaila? Would you want to take a stand? You're not going to give your opinion right now. Okay. Yeah.
So, Rabbi, is it according to the Minchas Chinuch that the moment you put the seed in the ground, that some effect took place in that seed?
But no,
nothing took place. But inside the seed,
even if something did take place within that, within those 30 seconds or 10 minutes or whatever, but certainly no rooting took place.
So maybe internal effect.
No rooting, right? It didn't take root. Obviously, root takes days, weeks, whatever it is.
Like you could say that you're boiling an egg. Nothing takes place really, but inside it really.
Right. because of, right? No? Big machlokes here. Mekaschinach and Rashash. But Mamshe machlokes achronim in a shayla of an issa skila. What? I don't know. What did they say? We'll have to see. Do Rishonim speak about it or not? We'll see. Because this is machlokes mekaschinach and Rashash. Mekaschinach says you put the seed in 1 second. Even if you take it out right away, you did the Maisa Zriya. And Rashash says, no, if it doesn't come to fruition that it takes root, then you didn't do anything. So if you take it out, you save the day. Mechaskin says, too late. You already violated the Siddharaisa. Well, so whenever you have, like Rabbi Willis says, whenever you have a Machlokas Achronim, you try to find Rayas in the Rishonim to support your shita. So we're going to see now something from the Sefer Yerayim. Who is the Sefer Yerayim? Who is the Rebbe of the Sefer Yerayim? Who is the Rebbe of the Sefer Yerayim? What? Rabbi Tam. Rabbeinu Tam probably gave a very interesting shiur, I would say. You know, Rabbeinu Tam, like always, has new things to say. You know, he was probably very exciting. So, the Sefer Yerayim also is a unique type of person, as Rabbi Berger was pointing out. And Sefer Yerayim makes a comment, and I want you to tell me if the comment of the Sefer Yerayim is take sides under Machlokas Rashash Menchaschinach or not. Moreno, Ice?
Who says Machlokas Menchaschinach and Rashash is similar to what Rashash says, that whether what's told them with an Av, that if the action and result are the same, then it's an Av. Meaning here, the action is the same, you're planting it, but there's no result, and therefore maybe it's not, maybe it's a totally different case.
We're not concerned if it's a told or an av, because whether it's an av or a told, you still chayav skila. Okay, you ready for the Sefer Yerayim? What page is the Sefer Yerayim on? Page 5. The first word, one line from where I put the arrow, one line down. You shouldn't throw seeds in a chatzir, in a, you know, in a soiled area. In other words, you shouldn't throw seeds in a soiled area when it's going to rain. Or even another. So where are you? Where does it say? Shizar Adam Shalol Hashlech Zroim B'Chatzer. So Malcolm, you read this Kshon. Is this? So what shouldn't you do? You shouldn't take seeds and what? Throw them where? What do you mean by Malcolm, you read this Kshon? What? So what does it mean, Mokum, you're a place where it could rain into? Okay. Shatofel Smok was going to be planted in a place where, in other words, I guess part of the field it can't rain into. Maybe part of the field was covered up. So that's not going to grow over there. But the part that doesn't have an awning, and you throw the seeds over there, so then you shouldn't do that because it's going to grow. However, Imashlich l'tarnagolim, if you are going to give it to the tarnagolim, in other words, say you're throwing enough seeds that the chickens should eat up. Yizayah salalashlich el shir achilas tarnagolim lechol biyom o biyomayim. Whereas don't put more than 1 or 2 days worth of seeds So Memela, because if you put 1 or 2 days worth, so then the Tarnagolim are going to eat it up before it has time to take root. Right? But if you're going to put 3 days worth, then it's not going to get to the other stuff till 3 days, and it's already rooted. Say it takes 3 days to take root. So then only give 1 or 2 days worth of food to the Tarnagol. We're on page 5 in Sefer Yireh. We're trying now, we're in the thick of the machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Rashash. Right? We're still tittering. We're schwitzing. The schwitz in the poskim. We're having a schwitz in the poskim now. So we're looking on the Sefer Yireh on page 5. Sefer Yireh says that if you throw seeds into the ground, so don't throw it where it could rain on it. And if you're throwing seeds for the Tarnagolim, for the chickens, only throw the amount that they'll eat in a day or two. Because let's assume that it takes 3 days to take root. So if you only give the amount of food that they'll eat in 1 or 2 days, then it'll never take root, because they'll eat it up before it takes root. But if you give like 4 days worth of food, so then some of it'll take root already. So you have to make sure that what? That only give 1 or 2 days worth of food at a time. Let them eat it up before it'll take root. 1 second. Let's read that inside. V'mashlich l'tarnagolim yizor shalo yashlich el shir achilas tarnagolim lechol b'yom o b'yomayim. V'mokim drisus ragle b'nei odim she'ein sofen l'smoch mutter v'ein kam mishum zoreya. Or, if it's a place where people are going to walk over there, so it also is never going to take root, so then it's also okay. But if it's a place where it's to take root, so if there are chickens there, so it's okay, because the chickens will eat it up. But only give the amount that to make sure that they'll eat it up before it takes root. So only give them 1 or 2 days worth. So this way they'll eat it up before the third day comes. Say it takes 3 days to take root. But you can take seeds and put it in the ground 1 or 2 days worth. 1 or 2 days worth you can put in the ground. It's going to take root. No, it'll never take root because the Tarnagolim are going to eat it up before it gets to day 3. And only on day 3 is it going to take root, or on day 4, whatever. So therefore, that's what the Yireh says. Yireh is Rab Eliezer Mimitz. Say the Yireh. Yeah. So Lachor, at first glance, the Farish, like the peace lovers, right? Because according to the Minchas Chinuch, who cares that the Tarnagolim are going to eat it up? You already violated this. It's like you taking it out. So l'chor, at first glance, don't you see a b'sheferisha yireim like the Rashash? One second. Let's just digest a little bit. And you know, the Rashash is my man, Ben Goldstein. He's our man, right? Rashash. Who else was on our team? Ari Feldman. Who else do we have? Not Bert. Bert was not on our team. One second. Hey, Mordechai, you wanted to say something? No.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. You do want to say
something?
Oh. So Mordechai wanted to say, not like the David Pinkus. Maybe the Minchas Chinuch can also work with this Yireh. Yeah, let's hear.
Because it's only claiming that the ribs, when you put a seed in a place where it's well away, you can grow.
Yeah. So there was even the Minchas Chinuch's maskim that if it has to be a place where it's right to grow. So if there are Tarnagolim there, like the way Rabbi Berger said it, that's like part of the nature. So It's not right to grow. So even the Mechaskinach would be motivated. Mechaskinach only said in the case where you put it in a place right to grow and then you decide to pick it up. So then it was right to grow. You just decided to pick it up. But it's not like the Tarnagolim are making a decision. The Tarnagolim, that's like nature. That's part of the nature. That it's not going to be right to grow because there's Tarnagolim there. So Mimela, Mordechai says that maybe even the Mechaskinach could subscribe to the words of the Iraim. I mean, everyone would want to have the Iraim on their side. I would. Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, you know. Yeah. That's a simple Tam, perhaps. Yeah. No, because a defective seed is not a seed. Right, a defective seed is not a seed. Harav, Harav, Albert. Right amount, right. Well, he's saying that you can only throw the amount that you know for sure it's not going to take root. Because it's going to be eaten up by the Tarnagolim before the third day comes. If there's more, then you violate. But even if you didn't have Kavanah, it's a secret shade that it's going to, you know, that it's going to take root. Yeah, well, you need rain. You need a place where the rain can get to it. If it's covered, then the rain's not going to get to it. Then it's not going to grow. Yeah. But Bert, what is, Bert, did you? Right. No, but the Pashut felt like David Pinker said that L'chor, according to the Mechaskinach, it should be also to do that because even if the Tarnagolim eat it up before, but the mice, you did a mice's re already. Right? That was David Pinker's knee-jerk reaction. Right? Knee-jerk reaction. Avram?
If we know the Uraim like Rav Shash, then we're saying that throw the seed on the floor, really you're fired. But the chickens are going to take away the Israel for you. If you learn like the myth of Sina in the Uraim,
right,
what you're doing is never fired anything.
Right, because you didn't do it in a Mokum Sharoi Lekah. Right, exactly.
So,
right, so that's what Mordechai Slovin said. Don't say that the Iraim is only like the Rashash.
No,
the Iraim could fit into the Mechaskina too. Not like David Pinkus.
What are we concerned about? A north, like, let's say one seed, the chickens wouldn't eat. If the chickens forget to eat one seed, and it does take root.
Right.
You'd be
fine. Okay, so how does that work? Like, say there's one seed left. All it takes is, like, one seed, you know, you can... Right. So, I guess the chickens are very thorough. No, they'll get everything. Why? Only in Israel, Bunny, you say? No. Why? What? Okay, it's Bishogig, okay. Okay, but still, Chattis is Chattis a Chattis. Yeah. To Yechiel, what do you say?
When the guy throws these more than 2 days, created by the feet, it becomes an ultimate sense of the kind of place that is more than the fabric.
Right. Because then it's not gonna, right. Like I have to say, if you say like the Mekasina. Harry? No, but that's also called later on. Right.
Even though the ground can be the
grass,
the best ground is for the people walk there, so
they can be safe. I guess so, yeah, that's right, I know. Mordechai, what do you want to say? The Chazaka that he's going to eat it, okay. No, but the bottom line is, if you don't eat it, then you still violate the Shogeg. Like Jacob should. Bottom line, if you follow a Chazaka, and the Chazaka turns out to be wrong, so you did an Aveir. And if you follow the Rove and the Rove is wrong, so... No, that's Bittul Barov. That's Bittul Barov. That's Bittul Barov. That's a Ruba de Issa come on. This is a Ruba de Laisa come on. Right, if you don't check for all the traces, then the Maisa turns and you ate the meat, and then later on you found, so then you did a very Bishogi. So you're not Mechuyim to check for it. The bottom line is, Hazak is only worthwhile if the mice it turns out that it's Emmet. You had a right to follow it, but in the end, it turns out it was wrong, so it was wrong. Right? Or, yeah.
It's not that you're right to follow the rules and stuff. It's not, the there is not there. If it's not a rule for growing, then there is no, it's not good. Good, by definition, is going to be the cleaner. If you have a good sheet and you have a good ground and then you put it. But if you're missing those things, then it's not, if you grow it, it's not good. It's growing. Is the growing the drill, or those three actions, those three things together? If you have those three things in place, good seed, good ground.
If
you put it in, that's good.
That's all you need.
But if you're missing one of those things, even if it grows, it's good.
Right.
It's not you based it on the Zaka. No, you didn't do it.
Right.
You didn't have those three things. I don't know, okay, it grows.
Oh. Now this Sefer Yireim is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbosai. Take a look. Page 6. Shin Lamed Vav Siv Dalet. Rachel Yizorim Ilahashkot Zorim V'mokim Yiridus Kishomim Shosofim Latzmiach. In other words, you should be careful not to give Zorim to where it's going to rain there, because it's going to grow. Im Yashlik L'Tayna Golem, if you're giving to the Tayna Golem, Lo Yashlik El Kishir Sheyochlu Bo B'Yom Ol Yomayim, only for 1 or 2 days worth of food. Im Hu B'mokim Derisus Ragli Adam Lutter Shein Sofim L'Smoch. And then that's the famous in the Iranian that we just saw. So from the Iranian, perhaps, you know, the first reaction was the Iranian was managed to look like the Rashash. But I'm willing to subscribe to Mordechai Slovin that maybe it could fit in with the Milchus scheme. But Mordechai Slovin's on the Mechaskina side of things, I think, right? Okay. What does the Egg Laital have to say about this? Who was the Egg Laital, I would say? He was a sucker chover. And who was his father-in-law? Who was his father-in-law? Shem Shmuel was not his father-in-law. Father-in-law. Who was the Shem Shmuel was his son. But who was his father-in-law? Who was the Eglei Tal's father-in-law? Who was the Eglei Tal's father-in-law? Who was the Eglei Tal's father-in-law? We're not going on until we know who the Eglei Tal's father-in-law was. Who was the Eglei Tal's father-in-law? None other than the Kutzker. Right? Did he ever meet? Did he come to the wedding? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And you know what? For sure they met, because the Eglei Tal writes in the Havdalah that he feels he didn't know how to learn until he met his... I mean, I'm sure he knew Shas and everything, but he felt he didn't know how to learn until he met the Kutzker. I'm sure they must have. Yeah, but maybe that was after. Right, so the Kutzker. What was the Kutzker's last name? What was the Kutzker's last name? Harwitz? No. He's a basic Yiddish. Where's Josh Collar? Take the Morgenstern? There's the fellow who went to Reishit. Morgenstern. He's a direct descendant. What? He's just a rabbi in Scarsdale. Oh, he's just a rabbi in Scarsdale, see? So the Kutzker's in Scarsdale. So that's where you have to live, in Scarsdale. That's where the Emes is. Emes Mikotz Tismach. So it's good because. Right? Isn't that the Emetz Mikotz Titzmach? So the Kutzker was the father-in-law of the Sakachover, and the Shem Shmuel was his son. But apparently the Kutzker, I don't know, what he burned all his Divrei Torah from? He burned everything he wrote. It's chaval, no? Like, why would he do that? I don't get it. Because he felt it was an Emes. So then what was Emes? Even Torah. Well. Wow. He didn't tell you. Wow. So look what he says here on page 7. Yeroyali. Even if you didn't cover up the seed in dirt, as long as you put it in the karka, So who does the Eglei Tal hold like the Menachas Chinuch? The Eglei Tal says Beferish like the Menachas Chinuch. He writes Beferish. No two ways about it. If he calls it a litan, call them Shetzomku. What do you think about that? Baruch, what do you say? Achron. No, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't change anything. In other words, he'll just, you know, not just, right. It's not like he's going to, right, just because he said it, right. It's not the same force as a Rishon. Right. Right. That would have been more of a, right. 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 It's not going to change anything. But it's still interesting to, Eglei Tal is a major player in Hilchos Shabbos. Even though he's not a Rishon, but he's still, you know, he's a major player, I would say. And he holds like the Menachas Chinuch. And it's the Teirus, right? The Bar Avraham.
What would it be if someone takes a seed, puts it in the ground, takes it out, puts it in the ground again, and keeps on doing that a couple of times? Is it one...
Peshogeg of amazing?
But is it one tier, or is each time...
Each time, but you can only get killed once. Mishogeg, and then so then if it's behelam echad, you're only going to chayv once. If it's you have yediyah ben kaim, so then you chayv
okolach asra. Other people, let's say, he would put it in, and someone else, you know. But the thing is, that seed was in the ground, in a place that was ripe for to grow.
Right, but so we don't say lamaisa the seed is gone.
The first guy, that means that should have grown. So why, you know?
Right. Right. Now, the egg lay tal, you see, there are two parts to the egg lay tal. There's the, in the middle, he wrote both of them. He wrote the middle section and then the side section. So the side section here, he quotes on page 8. The arrow. V'afil chazav elikta v'isi levar zehadin im yesh l'dmosa l'roda pas v'natanur tem sheteofe d'miftar kibashah shabbos dav gimel v'dvei zolol. Well, that's the question. Do you compare Zriya to Afiyah or not? So he says, Venerali Raya Mehadi, he wants to bring a Raya from the Mishnah in Kelayim. So let us see a Mishnah in Kelayim. Let us see a Mishnah in Kelayim. And the Mishnah in Kelayim. He thinks will shed light on this question. Okay, so let's learn on the Mishnah together. Okay, Mishnah Yomi. Learn the Mishnah together, Mishnah Yomi. It says the Mishnah Hatomein Lefes Utsnonos Takas Agefen. So what did you do? What is lefes? What, turnips, and snonos are radishes. So what you did is you took a radish, a turnip or a radish, and you dug a hole, say, and you put them underneath a grapevine. Why did you do that? The Bartanura says, "Kedeshu nishmarim takas hakarka." But they didn't have refrigeration like we have today, right? So you keep something cold. You bury it in the ground. You can keep it cold. Okay, so that's what you did. That's all you wanted to do is storage. That was the archaic way of storing things, right? So storing your veggies. Put them, you dig a hole, and you cover up the ground, and you keep cool underneath the ground. Right? That's the veggies. Oh. So the question is, but what might happen is it might take root. So there are a lot of questions. First of all, what happens if it's a Shemitah year that you do this? So you're not interested in it taking root. You don't want it to take root. You want it to be just maintain its freshness underneath the ground. You don't want it to take root. But it might take root. Right? So the question is, are you allowed to do this? Say, first of all, if it's a Shemitah year. Right, because then if it takes root, you did avodas karka on Shemitah. And what about that it's underneath a vine? So it's shiloh kilayim if it takes root. So are you allowed to do this? Are you allowed to do this or not? In other words, you didn't have in mind for it to take root. But it might take root. So, and if it takes root, if it's Shemitah, then maybe you're violating Shemitah. And if it's Kelayim, you may be violating Kelayim. So is it Mutter Asr?
Says the Mishnah, Hatolmin Lefes Utsnois Tachas Agefen, Im Hoyu Mitzvahs Olav Negulim.
So in other words, what you should do is don't put it all the way in. That, the Bartanur says, is only that if it's on Shabbos, you'll be able to pull it out and there won't be a Shail of Muktza. Okay? But that's a side point. Well, but basically, he says it's Mutter.
And Eino Choshesh, Lo Mishum Kelayim, Lo Mishum Shvis.
In other words, you don't have to worry about Kelayim, even if it takes root. And you don't have to worry about Shemitah. Because you're not mechavin. You're not mechavin. And I guess it's not a psik ratio. So you can do it. Just make sure that if it's on Shabbos, you just leave a little sticking out so you can pull it out without having to move the earth directly. Now, does this Mishnah say anything to you regarding the Rashash and the Milchas Chinuch? Ari? Well, you keep it out of there, and that's for Al Hilchas Muktzah. That's for a side reason.
But that doesn't take care of the Milchas Chinuch, which is not a problem.
Why?
It's like the seed is there.
Right. But you're not necessarily going to take it out right now. Maybe you'll take it out a week from now. Keeping that is only if you want to take it out on Shabbos, so keep it out a little bit so you won't have a muktzah problem. Rashash says, yeah. So this is a riot to who? Why? And according to the Milchas Chinuch? Right. In other words, at first glance, L'chori have a fairish a Mishnah like the Rashash against the Milchas Chinuch. Because here, you put it in. So it could grow. You weren't mechavim for it to grow. That's not your purpose, but it can grow. It can grow, but you weren't mechavim for it to grow. But according to Milchas Chinuch, right away is the itzer. Look in the Egloi Tal on page 8. The nearly raya. Meha, the first word in line is Meha. Sa'if, Perek Aleph, the Kilayim Mishnah Tes, who might seem a bit chilton daf nun, Hatolmin Lefes, Utsno, the Stachas Agethe. Im Mixas, Olim, Megulin, Enochoshish, Mishim Kulayim, Velo Mishim Shavis, in Tolim Bishamas. The Inyan Shavis, Hainu the Inyan Zriya Bishavis. Tosu Rashi Tosus, the Hadu Nakar Olim Megulin, Linyan, Nitolim Bishabas Katani. So that was all it says, all in the Gulim. Aval b'inuch lo chpat lam, but the Lagabi Shvi'is and Kalayim, it's irrelevant whether it's all in the Gulim or not. Afil kulo tomlin lav zriyahi, kevin she'enum skavin l'natiyah. Rashba around the Kiddushay mashma, afil hishrishu, enuch hoshesh mishim Shvi'is. And the Rashba and the Ran say, even if ultimately it took root, kevin shalom skavin, b'kach, it's okay. Hinei im no medachib zriyahu afil ikron ad shalom hishrish. But if you say that the din of Zariah is even if you took it out before it was Hishrish, so then what gives you the right to put it in the ground here? According to Rashash, you put it in the ground because you're not mechaven to do it, and you maybe you'll take it out before or whatever. But according to Milchas Chinuch, right away there's an Issa Zariah. So what gave you the right to put it in the ground? What do you mean you might not mechaven? It's like you shoot someone and say, I wasn't mechaven. But you shot him. So you put something in the ground. You did the Zriya. So what do you mean you're not mechadim the Zriya? That was mamish. That is Zriya. So according to Rashash, you're saying not mechadim the Zriya, because Zriya means hashrasha. So you can say you weren't mechadim for hashrasha. But according to Milchas Chinuch, what do you mean you weren't mechadim for Zriya? You did a Zriya. So don't we have a Beferish Mishnah? I mean, this is even better, Baruch. It's better than a Rishon, right? It's a Mishnah. It's better than a Rishon. It's kind of idic. A Tana, a Mishnah like the Rashash. But isn't it like checkmate? To get a Mishnah against you, like... that's like the worst thing that could happen to you. There's a mission against you. No? No? You don't want a... Eli Cole, you don't want a mission against you, do you? Yeah, say.
Because
you put it fully in the ground, maybe it's going to be... No, but the partial is not for the Zriya aspect. The partial is just... No. Parshal is just for Hilchas Muktzah. It's not going to, just because Parshal is sticking out, that's not going to stop it from taking root. So the fact that it's partial, the fact that it's partial out, is not nothing to do with the taking root, right? So is this like checkmate, TKO? Is this like over? Is the Haskinik like a knockout? Is this a. Mostly, do we come out? Alright, do we come out triumphant on this one? Slovan? You better get you're in hot water at this point. I think Slovan's in hot water at this point. Okay? Yeah. Flower up.
Well, yeah. Who said that the definition of planting is the same for Shabbat and Shavuos. I mean, just because we have a Mishnah.
What is the Mishnah talking about? Shavuos?
And
Tzlayim. Just not talking about Shabbos.
No, so maybe the
difference. So the Mishnah wasn't talking about you did it on Shabbos. Right? The Shabbos part of the Mishnah is you want to take it out on Shabbos. So leave it. But the Mishnah was not talking about a case where you did it on Shabbos. So maybe, says Baruch, and that's the Eglei Tal is going to say it right now, that maybe there's a chiluk between Shemitah and Shabbos. Namely, Shemitah is all toloi on the karka. In other words, he's saying, L'michas Chiyuch would be molded by Shemitah. That if it didn't take root, because Shemitah is a din that the land has to rest. So if it didn't take root, the land is still resting. So if you didn't have kavana for it to take root, so you didn't do anything. So maybe the Michas Chinuch is molded. The Michas Chinuch is molded by Shemitah. The Shemitah, the Isser is not on the Gavra. This is on the Gavra, but it's a din in the Karka. That the Karka has to be resting. But Shein Kain on Shabbos, it's a din in you. So maybe this Mishnah, it's not maybe, it's talking about Shavuos and Kelayim. So Michal's Chinuch will say it's only in those cases that it's talking about. But in Ochanami, Shabbos is different. And Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to do this on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do it on Shemitah and Kelayim because there it's a din in the Karka, and if it doesn't take root, then you didn't do anything to the Karka. But Shein Kain on Shabbos, it's a din in the Gavra. Look at the next paragraph. Ulam, where it says base. Yesh lechalek when zriyah the shviyah, so zriyah the Shabbos. The shviyah is the ksiv v'shav soha or Shabbos v'Hashem. Lo mechayev ela b'klitas hakarka, the isu b'mnochus, l'inyin omer, the minah shrosha. Shem tizkiz hasher tizra basada. Hachanami, kevin the ksiv soha kolo tizra, lo mechayev ad sheyiklot. Avo b'Shabbos yesh lomad lechayev tekev v'shav zriyah. So there's halachas of Tosefta Shvi'is. Not of all Arab Shvi'is, but there are halachas of Arab Shvi'is when you already can't plant an Arab Shvi'is. Yeah. So, doctor? From Elul, different sheet is there. One sheet is all of Elul. Elul. So, Mordechai, so you're okay now? You're out of the. He's rejecting a ride from the Rashash. Right, it's not a support for you, but it's not a checkmate on you. We thought we had you, like, down. Goldstein, we thought we had him down. Right, Ari? We thought we had them, these guys. Yeah. What? A potential riot? Originally, we thought it was a riot for the Rashash. Against the Mechassim, because it says you're allowed to put it in the ground as long as you don't have Kavana for the Zriah. But according to the Mechassim, that is Zriah. What do you mean you don't have Kavana for the Zriah? That is Zriah, putting it in the ground. If you say that Zriah means Hashrasha, then you can say, well, you didn't have Kavana for the Hashrasha. Right. Eli Cole, you still haven't, you know, made a commitment on one side or the other.
It seems like, remember we talked about Shabbos?
Yeah.
You know, it sounded like, is that like just a resistance? The intention, you know, doing a lot of your intended purpose?
Yeah, so say you put a seed in the ground for the intended purpose of doing Zriah, and then 2 minutes later you decide you want to do Tshuva. So you take it out. Nothing happened in 2 minutes. So according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's too late. Chayiv Skila, too late. And according to the Rashash, it's okay. What? According to the Rashash? Well, you rectified it. It's like you never did it. Okay, even if something, like Albert was saying before, even though something might be happening in those, but that's not Zriah. Zriah is until the Hashrasha. Nothing. I'm sure, you know, maybe something minuscule happens in the. Yeah. You write two letters and you raise it to Gila. Right? You're asking why? No, that's better. So you write two letters. And then you erase it. So then I agree, you have Misa. Right? If you two letters and then you decide,
because you did it four more.
Yeah, you did it four more.
Yeah, at least you're doing one letter. You're at least doing chassid share, and that you do chassid share.
Why?
At least
why? Who says the zivu chassid share? Why is there a chassis shear?
There's something. It doesn't just sit there for
a few. Right. So something's happening. But maybe until it actually spurts, that's not even, it's like a chatzi, you know, it's not even a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi malacha. Okay. Like we've discussed. Maybe there is no hechitimt of chatzi shir. Zriya says chai v'kolshu, so maybe there's no concept of chatzi shir. Maybe till you get the ashrasha, you didn't do anything. Once you get the ashrasha, so Eliko, you're still not giving an opinion on this matter? I mean, there's no thinking. Where's that player? Yeah, Yoni? Yeah. Has the Minchas Chinuch get out of what? Nitolim b'Shabbos doesn't mean you put it in on Shabbos. It means that's when you're going to, if you want to take it out on Shabbos, then you have to make sure that it was protruding so you can just pluck it out. Yeah, but it wasn't. In other words, the Mishnah doesn't have a scenario that you put it in on Shabbos. That was what Baruch pointed out. And then you can be Mechalik, like the Egley Talsa. Albert?
Rabbi's got a problem because the Igles Al is really the feature in between Shavuot and Shabbat. But how about Kalayim and Shabbat?
Yeah, what about Kalayim? It also says Sod Kalot Tizra Kalayim. So it also speaks from the perspective of the Soda.
Why didn't he write that?
Yeah, maybe once he said this distinction, it's obvious that everyone will know. The Egley Tal. Egley Tal. Okay, so, Nebozai. We have more to discuss, but in terms of this machlokas, the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch, I think it's a dead issue at this point. Pardon the pun, but what's your opinion on this matter? You haven't told us your opinion. You're going to go with the Minchas Chinuch. Oh, okay. You're going to go with the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, let me hear. I think till Ellie Cole tells us his decision, we're not going to go on. Yeah.
Not
on Shabbos. Where does it say that?
Mukta
means. Saying if you want to take it out of the ground, no, right? You put it in during the Shemitah year, and then I wanted to say you want to take it out on Shabbos and during the Shemitah year, so make sure it's protruding so you'll take it out. Thank you. It's not Pasha, huh? It's a Shiloh Skila, right? According to Mechaskina's mom, she killed a guy. According to Rasha, she's still alive and well. I don't know if it's even a. Okay, but maybe even then, maybe not even a Minister Darabon. Well? Very serious, yeah. Okay, now we're going to discuss the second part of this discussion. Okay, and that is, what if somebody, now obviously by Zriya, even if you hold like the Rashash, it's not all going to happen on Shabbos, it's going to take time till it happens, right? But still, you're going to be chayim. If you plant the seed on Shabbos and you didn't take it out, it takes root on Wednesday, you're still chayim, right? Because that's the nature of the melacha. It doesn't work there. It'll never happen, everything on Shabbos, right? But since you did it, you did the mitzvah on Shabbos, and so according to Mechatzkin, it's finished. And according to Rosh Hashanah, so it's pending till whenever, right? But then you're gonna be chayim. It took root on Wednesday. It didn't take root on Wednesday, but that's the way it happens. So the question now that has to be discussed is the famous, also yeshivish thing here. What if you put a piece of dough in the oven, say, 10 minutes before, say, Shabbos? 10 minutes before Shabbos ends. 10 minutes before the Shkia. Svada Yom, 10 minutes. So for it to bake, it's going to take a couple of hours, whatever. So it's only going to bake into the night. But you did the action on Shabbat, on Shabbos. Right? You did the action on Shabbos. But it's only gonna take, become baked on Motzai Shabbos. Now we know by baking, if you peel it out in the middle of Shabbos and it never took fruition to become baked, then the mere fact you just put it in is not gonna be mechayev you. Because by a fiyah, the Gemara says beferish, if you don't get to the Gemara, then there's no chiyah. The question is, Israel like a fiyah, is it not? That's the machlokas of the and the Rashash. Right? But what about this, the case where it's going to be baked? It's not that you took it out. It's going to be baked, but it's going to be baked on chol, but you put it in on Shabbos. See, if you put it in before Shabbos and it bakes into Shabbos, everyone agrees that you're not chayim midoraisa because you didn't do an action on Shabbos. Here, you did the action on Shabbos. It's just that it only got to the shear of krim aspanim, of getting a crust, which is the shear to mechayim, on Motzai Shabbos. So the question is there a chayiv or not? That's the Shaila. That is the Shaila. I want to hear what the oil has to say on this Shaila. Does it have to take place on Shabbos or not? You hear the Shaila. This is also very yeshivish Shaila. Very cheap. Yeah. Both these shaylas. Very. Then next week we'll do more halacha lemaisa. This week we'll do more yeshivish. Next week we'll do more halacha lemaisa. Right. Kevin. Right. And according to the Mechatzkin, you know? I don't want you to tell me what the Mechatzkin says. I want to hear what you say. I want to hear what Kevin Spurian says. Kevin says. According to both, you chayav. Bert says, Bert is again on the aggressive side there. You kill him according to both. It's kill Shabbos both according to Mechatzkin and Rashash. Why do you want to?
Well, Mechatzkin says once you put the seed in the ground, so that's starting off. Once you put the seed.
No, but everyone agrees by a fee if you peel it out. except the Beferish of Gemara. But if you peel it out, you're not kind. But here, you didn't peel it out. The only thing is that it happened on Motzai Shabbos. Do you want to take a stand on these issues? You don't take stands on capital punishment, please.
I don't take stands on capital punishment.
You don't take stands on capital punishment. Yaakov?
Is there a problem of taking your Shabbos fold? Like, you bring up your Shabbos if you have to get your Shabbos.
Yeah, but that's on Yom Tov because you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So then the question is, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, but only Yom Tov for Yom Tov, not Yom Tov at all. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to bake, even, you're not allowed to bake on Shabbos for Shabbos. So it's not a question of Shabbos for Chol, because all baking and cooking is osur. Yom Tov we discussed because Yom Tov cooking is mutter. The Chiddush is that cooking is only mutter for Yom Tov itself and not for Chol.
So if you now bake on Shabbos,
the question is, but is that called baking on Shabbos? If you do the action on Shabbos, but it doesn't get baked till Motzai Shabbos, is that called baking on Shabbos? L'maisa, you did the action on Shabbos, but it didn't come to fruition till Motzai Shabbos. I want you to really get juiced up here. Ben, what do you... Oh, so what is he quoting? The famous Nimuke Yosef, the famous Nimuke Yosef. Right? I should have put this in the packet. This deserves. Right. In other words, the famous. In other words, I really should have. Let me give some background to what Harav Ben Ezra Goldstein has said. He says like this. We hold like the opinion of Rav Yochanan that if you light a fire and then say the wind comes and blows your fire and then it does damage or kills somebody, it's all considered your action. So the whole time that the fire is continuing, even though you only started off, it's all considered your action. So if you made a fire and then the wind came and then it killed somebody, it's all your action. And you're a rosaic, right? It's all considered your ongoing action. So the question that the Muki Yosef asked, the famous question, and this I should have made put it in the packet to discuss it again. The famous question of the Muki Yosef is, how do you light Shabbos candles? How do you light Shabbos candles? L'chor, you're doing it on Erev Shabbos, but it's continuing lighting on Shabbos. And every sikhtin that is continuing is considered your action. So the Muki Yosef says, no, but it all goes back to Mafreya. It all goes back to Mafreya from the beginning. It's all your action, but as of Friday. As of Friday. Right? That's the Nimuke Yosef. Oh. But here, you did it on Shabbos. And it, right? Nimuke Yosef, and it goes into Motzai Shabbos. So what do you want to say, Ben? And therefore you be kind. That is saying, because it all work comes back to Lamafreya from the time that you did it. So Ben's saying, just like the Muki Yosef says, if you did it on Friday and it goes to Shabbos, it's mutter, because it all goes back, it's all considered your action only from the time that you did it, and when you did it, it was on Friday, it's okay. So too, if you do it on Shabbos and it goes into Motzai Shabbos, it's also considered your action Lamafreya, and therefore you should be kind. So here, Ben is going on the aggressive side here. He's willing to kill the guy. At this right, it's not kosher, but the question is, do we kill you for it? Yeah. According to Mechaskin, it could be potter, yeah, why?
Chaucer is Martha, right? Martha itself. So for the rare was definitely the outcome didn't matter.
Well, even the Milchus Kiyah said there was a difference between Zri and Afir. So by Zriya, it's the actual mice, it's finished. But by Afir, it's not still the fruition, so the fruition has to be on Shabbos, you see. Has to be on Shabbos. And Shmuel, you're saying...
I agree.
Has to be in charge against Ben Goldstein. Ben Goldstein is the aggressor here. I'd like to say that Ben Goldstein is the aggressor here. No? Yoni? Ben Goldstein is the aggressor here? Huh? Yeah, we honor him with the Hagba. Yeah,
so we said before that if you put the dough in and take it out before it forms that crust, then it's beyond time. If you put 10 minutes before the child is over, it's not forming a crust until after. So once the child is over, it still hasn't formed a crust after the shrimp is tied.
Because it has to happen on Shabbos. Why don't you say just the action has to happen on Shabbos? Right, in other words, it's more saying like this. We see in the Gemara, if you peel it out before it forms the crust, if hotter, right? So you see the forming the crust. Forming the crust is an integral part of the chiyuv. So the mailer, therefore, that has to be in Shabbos. And you put it 1 second before the end of Shabbos also?
Yes.
Ellie? Cole? Is that Ellie clarifying?
I think that everybody agrees, right? You need a mice and a wolf in order to be tied at Shabbos.
Right.
Everybody agrees that by baking, the mice and a wolf is only when there's the Gemara field. My focus in the field and Rishash is what is the definition of the mice and a wolf by Zriya.
Right.
So they both agree that
well, everyone agrees that you have to get to the point of by Afia, the point of Afia. You have to get to the finished product eventually. Especially, does that have to take place on Shabbos or not? Of Zriya, right. Now we're talking about Afia.
Right. Everybody agrees that you need maybe that's not the correct analysis. Might come along or Afia is the Gemara. Everybody agrees on that. That's what I think most people are saying. So it's not an indication of the Machlokes or Shash.
Right, so everyone agrees you have to have the Gemara, but the question is, does the Gemara has to take place on Shabbos or not? So why do you think that it does that it has to take place on Shabbos? Right. Okay. We're not going to bring a raya. But now tell me what you think on this case. Okay.
I think
yeah. The fear that you did right before the end of Shabbos, you did it on Shabbos, and then it baked on Motzai Shabbos. Ellie Clapper, yeah. So therefore, you think you're part of it.
Then you're part of it, because the shop ends up in the break. So, whatever, you were, at that point, you were not tied in the, right? So you're going to say, oh, now you're tied now, but for a deal, then that's not true. You know that if you would take it out before, you know, it's baked, then you'd be part of it. So I think when the shop ends, it's like you're taking it out. It's a new period.
I think it's totally whether who makes, if Eli Kol makes Abdullah, then it really ends. Someone else, but yeah, that's what you think? I'll tell you my gut, but I want to hear what you say. I don't want you to be tainted by my thought patterns. And then we can see. See, it's good to think things out before we just see it inside, what the Achronim say on this, right? Because then you don't think. It's important to think. Okay, Hashem gave us minds for a purpose. Okay, yes, I'm looking.
I think we're shocked for the aggressor, but not recently. Because he said it's real, the only type of Israel was the key to these place. So the same thing with the pot, you put it into the oven, you're not trying to be happy. Even though it happens after Shabbos, it's because you put it in on Shabbos, you start the acting for the idea to happen. And the reason why they say you're only chayav for the Gemara on the Dalet, the reason why they say you're only chayav once the Yafi happens is because you have to do something to have the Yafi eventually occur, and that's putting it in the oven. So if you start the process on Shabbos, even though it's going to end after Shabbos, you're going to be chayav for the law.
So you think you're going to be tied according to and not the
and not with the sinners, he said that you have to do something to have the appeal.
Yeah.
Seems that when you break it down into simple terms.
Yeah, please do.
Seems that when it comes to the law of the both elements of the action and the result are essential. They both need to have those elements. And I think everyone is breaking it down.
Why do you think that? The action for sure has to happen in Shabbos. The question is, does the result have to happen in the show? Right. The question is, does the result have to happen in the show?
Everyone agrees that if you took it out of the oven, it wouldn't count. So both elements are active.
So everyone agrees that you need a result. The question is, does that result have to happen on Shabbos?
The result is essential to the lunch. It needs to be included in the whole thing.
Right. How do you know that?
Not a lot of
like when you start like the Ellie Clapper was just saying.
That's
what you're saying. There was.
I'll tell you.
I want to tell you what my feeling is, but first I want everyone to express their feeling. Baruch.
finished being with the husband. So that action of the initial testimony covenant, you're tied because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But
who says it has to be a Shabbos?
Right.
Right.
So if you put enough bread on Shabbos afternoon, you
didn't have to be aware
of which
meal
there is.
Chayav. Okay. I'm going to make a comment, but I... Bert, what do you say?
In terms of the case where you take the bread out, it's the... for... this, that you were Chayav, and then you can putter after you get out, or this, you were putter the whole way through.
That's theoretical. And therefore what?
So
you think in this case I gave what's the din? Kaya. Okay. Okay, last two. Okay, you didn't say anything. So therefore, because it didn't take place in Shabbos. I'll tell you, okay, last two comments.
I think
right. Okay, I hear. Okay, I hear. So you think it's going to say plus, okay. And what do you say? And therefore you feel... Okay. I hear. I'll tell you my gut feeling on this matter. And then tomorrow we'll see what the Achronim say and what things... And at least we thought it through on our own. You understand? We weren't tainted. I think... Who am I? But I'll tell you what I think. I think the Pashtus is Yechayim. I guess I always follow Ben Goldstein. We went to Yeshiva Flat, we both went, so we think alike, you know. I think it's like this. I'll tell you why. I think Mamet what Baruch said. In other words, there are two components here, right? There's the action and the result, and you need both. You need the action and the result. So the action for sure has to take place on Shabbos, because you're not chayiv on Shabbos unless you do an action. But the result, anyway, is not your physical action anyway, so why does that have to take place on Shabbos? In other words, your physical action has to take place. It's not shayach that you do, that, like if you bake on Erev Shabbos, and Shabbos in a chayiv, if you do a physical action, on Shabbos you have to do a physical action. So you did a physical action. The other part is going to anyway not being done by your physical action now. So then why does it have to take place on Shabbos? No, the Rashash by Zriya is that fine. No, the Rashash also doesn't have to take place on Shabbos, but it has to take place. But the Chassid is saying by Zriya, you don't need the result, you just need the action. The Rashash says you need the action and the result. So I think like the Rashash, you need the action and the result. Grab Zriya. But Lagabe Afiyah, you also need the action and the result. But Mehechi Tesi, that the action, that the result has to take place on Shabbos. Because anyway, it's not your physical action in your physical body right now. Right. It's the process, right? So then why did that have to take place on Shabbos? I can understand why a Maisa, that physical action has to take place on Shabbos. But why did the result has to happen. But why does it have to necessarily happen on Shabbos? I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you a thought pattern. And I think that that's what you said, basically. If you take the bread out of the oven after Shabbos, before it got baked, so you uprooted, your mice never came to fruition. So you never did enough fear. You have to stroke your beard a couple of times for this one, huh? Well, everyone agrees by Afiyah. That's the Gemara in Daf Dal. Okay, everyone's right. Okay, tomorrow I want you to rethink it, and we're going to go through. There's a discussion in the Mechaskinik about this, and there's a discussion in the Afikayam, the Chalkas Yoav, and the Yerushalmi. And we have to see all these Makoros. Okay? But first, I want you to think it through, okay? You'll think it through again? All right.